These people, they do not have any study of, they have nothing derogatory against them. They believe, they've heard all the gossip there is to hear about me and you and everybody else, but they've never heard anything that would give them any problem.
Fine.
They would rate them, I think, about like you do.
Uh-huh.
If I gather your thing, and so I'd think you'd be free to go anything. One thing I want to emphasize, and I don't think you're giving enough credit to it, and I know everybody around you shoving and peddling something, I think you ought to give one thing positive of who is going to be really loyal to you and with you when nobody else is.
Yes, well, I'm thinking hard about that.
That's one thing you've got to give thought to. So these are the five that I think that you might consider, and I can see where you'd move the bottom ones off pretty quick, but I would say Muskie and Harris and Inouye and Sanford and Sanders. Now, if you don't go south, you eliminate those two bottom ones. They're both attractive, and they would both be dedicated and loyal. The third one, Inouye, in my judgment, would be the most politically appealing and would knock Nixon on his tail and would be the most loyal to you. I think 2 days and nights that I watched his television, the one that didn't penetrate it. Experience, judgment, sitting down with you and saying, I just wouldn't do that, Mr. President. I would think it would be Muskie. He's been a governor and he's been a senator and he's balanced and he's got good judgment and so on and so forth. If I had to pick them, I would give awfully close consideration to Muskie and Inouye. And I think there's one thing that you and I are going to fall out about, and only one thing. That is, if you turn this thing over to the Kennedys. And if you ever let them get in where if you are defeated, why they control us, or we have to have it. Now, they can take it, but we don't want to give it to them.
Well, I don't intend to let that happen.
Well, you just got to be careful, because they tell me you're giving thought to putting Larry in as chairman.
Yeah. And well, that's only, Mr. President, that would only be until November.
No, you can't do it till November. You get beat. You get beat. He's got charge of every national committee in the country.
No, I guess you didn't know that he has a contract.
Yes.
Important one.
Yeah. I know it, but why don't you make him campaign director? He'll never get rid of it. That contract, you get trapped there.
Well, maybe I could do this. Maybe.
What I would do is make him my intimate number one man that has to manage everything and takes orders from you. Then I put Freeman, or somebody of that type that is loyal and has stature as national chairman. You usually do it from the state. And
that's a place where we could put Harris.
Yeah, sure, you could do that. Either one of them would be, that would be good there. I think they've done a big job on Freeman. I think everybody has the impression that...
I've got him right up here, right high up with me, Mr. President.
Freeman, in my judgment, is next to you in my cabinet.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
He's loyal, he's got guts, he's got ability, he's articulate, his wife is, and he will be for you. He just showed me that. He just looked me right straight in the face and said, I'm for Humphrey Thurid. If I have to quit, I'm ready, I'd do anything.
Yep.
So I know that. But what I would do then, just make up my mind whether I wanted to answer Nixon on Vietnam and every other thing that he might raise on you and the civil rights and West with Inouye or with Muskie. And you're the only judge, and any of them are for me. The one thing I don't want you to do is I know what they'll do to you. They'll call you a draft dodger. They'll do everything in the world to you. And they tried to do it this time. And they would have done it if we'd let them. And you just must not let them take that cabinet. And damned if I'm going to do it till January the 20th. We're just going to brawl. We're just going to have a brawl about anything that turns this over to them. Now, I'm going to be nice to them and lean over backwards to be fair, but I'm damned if I'm going to give them any party machinery where they can really eat it. I'd be for him 1,000,000%. He's a stand-up guy, Dick Hughes and Dick Daly. Every one of them the other day when the button came, they just threw their teeth into it, and they've been that way all along. Joe Barr, don't you ever allow them to separate you. I don't care how much brutality. You just stay close to those guys. And I would go on, and I like the fact that Muskie stood up yesterday. He couldn't have improved him an inch in his platform appearance. Huh?
He stood up.
Oh, yes. But you just have to be sure, you and Muriel, I love his wife. I like her. You just have to be sure of that personal relationship 3 years from now, before your nomination, whether he's going to say, well, Humphrey did make a mistake, or I wasn't quite responsible for it, or I didn't do it. Now, I know what a newer will do.
Yeah.
And I know what that veteran will do, and I know what that color will do for this ticket, and I know it's not obnoxious to the South. It would get them hot, and I know what it'll do for the Spanish American.
Yeah.
And I know you would be the boss. You'd be the man. You'd never have anybody going the back door and getting any reason from anybody else. You would be there.
Yeah.
Maybe that you otherwise, but if you do, if you'd be more comfortable, you ought to get who you know is going to be loyal to you and your wife and your kids and your fellows. And the standard you said is just what I do, and I don't know it, but these are all three, all five of these would pass the muster as far as they know, and I would say that the people that I talk to would rate them, would probably rate them in the order of Muskie and Huey, Harris, Sandiford, and Sanders, about that order.
I got you.
But, so that you've touched that base, go on and do it, and whatever you do, we won't find fault. We'll just try to find help, because that's what you've always done. But please, have this fellow manage your campaign. Get him to give him the fee. Call him the biggest title you can. Have him the boss. But for God's sakes, don't turn over that machinery.
Thank you, Mr. President.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.